This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today, once again on the program, we have Frank Healy, a licensed professional counselor and author who has written books on healing your past, improving your memory, and now how to achieve your goals in a stress-free manner. Sounds good to me. And Mr. Healy, always good to have you on the program.
Ah, yes, my pleasure.
So, Frank, to kick things off here today, tell us what made you decide to write a book on stress-free success, since your other books are about memory and memory healing.
Well, I've noticed a lot of people having, been in this world for 63 years, as well as been in the counseling field for 35, that a lot of people either fall in one of two camps. One is where they work hard to achieve their goals, but they're really stressed all the time, and it can make a toll on their health, take a toll. And then also that, but other people know how to relax, they do yoga, and know how to keep themselves calm, but sometimes they don't achieve very much. So I wanted to write a book to figure out a way to teach people a way to combine the two. And you hear that term a lot, that expression work-life balance. I mean, that's a general part of it, like combining enjoying your life with your family and friends along with working. But I think there also needs to be ways for someone to master stress management and to do good goal setting and to stay motivated even when they're discouraged. So this book combines all of that. It combines some stress management methods as well as goal setting methods and then combining the two.
Well, we certainly live in a stressful culture for many reasons. And I think it's fantastic you took it upon yourself to write a book about this. Now, in your book, Stress-Free Success, you indicate that there are ways to relieve yourself of stress while you work hard to achieve your goals. What are the ways? Get into some of those, if you would.
Okay, well, we'll start with ways to relieve stress. Journaling is one way. Start your day with maybe a gratitude journal or a journal of what you're going to do for the day or anything that's on your mind. And this can actually help. And I put in the book all ways that journaling along with all the methods can help you in ways that you wouldn't think, such as journaling can help your memory and it can help you with time management if you schedule what times you're going to spend on each thing in a day. And it's also been therapeutic to get your thoughts out on paper and then you look at them in written form and get the sensation that they're not in your head anymore because now you're on paper. And then another way is rhythmic breathing. So I get into techniques called the 1-4-2 method where you, any ratio of 1-4-2, like I'll do this method in for 5, hold for 20, and out for 10 after eating. And that's helped me with weight loss and some typical stressful situations, such as speaking before a group, some ways to breath. And there's actually a victory breath and a combination of breath with meditation in the book. And that number 3 is reframing your thoughts. Now, it's a therapeutic term, which essentially means that if you change what you're thinking about, you'll change how you feel in the moment. So, and it really is a great feeling to get control of your thoughts and also your feelings. And then there's a number 4 is meditation and different ways to meditate and even meditation in ways that I describe in the book helps you with well-being, goal setting, and gratitude. And chapter 5 is called Move That Body. About the many ways to move, like there's Tai Chi and different squats and put wall push-ups, things like that, and keeping track of your Fitbit steps. So then that's the first section. And then the second section is about, kick-starting yourself to go through your goals. And it starts off similar to one of the chapters in the stress management, Weed the Garden of Your Negative Beliefs. And some ways to do that. Change your beliefs, you change your success level. Like it may sound kind of cliche, but when you believe you can do something, you really increase your and put forth the effort. You really do increase your chances that you will achieve it, because you'll come up with different ideas of how to achieve it and keep the motivation up when you believe. And chapter 8 is about planning your days and both short-term and long-term goals. And chapter 9 is take the first step and the journey begins, all about, because a lot of times when you set a goal and then you write the steps out, and then when you take the first step towards it, for instance, you want to buy a particular car, your first step would be visiting the showroom, or you want to go back to school, your first step would be looking online or in person on catalogs of the program. So there's all kinds of ways. And chapter 7 is ways to achieve success by starting where you are and with what you have. And then the third section of the book is about combining everything. Now you're ready to combine everything for stress-free success. And chapter 10 is we kind of revisit the idea of taking a breath before you give a speech. Well, take a deep breath first, and whatever work you're doing will then be easier. And all of these techniques, except for the movement, which I'll leave to the gym, all of these techniques are things I do with my clients that I counsel. And chapter 11, you can give yourself a pep talk. Well, it's always good to have a life coach. Sometimes if you can't afford one, and some people can be just so self-motivated, if you can talk yourself into go, go, go. And chapter 12, and then we get into the whole ideas of what if you're self-critical or you get pessimistic, like it won't work. The chapter is entitled Mistakes Belong in the Classroom, Not the Courtroom. And if you think for a minute what that probably means, use your mistakes to learn, not to beat yourself up and incriminate yourself as bad. And chapter 13 gets into pain versus pleasure. What if I just don't feel motivated? How to keep going? And chapter 14, similar topics, say goodbye to doubt. And then chapter 15, a very popular topic in therapy these days, mindfulness. It means like staying mentally in the present moment where you are. That way you can't be feeling bad about the past or worried or anxious about what's coming up. So I've given a brief summary. I know I've been talking a bit, but I've been giving a brief summary, but there's each chapter has lots and lots of techniques and ideas.
Certainly appreciate the overview, especially coming from the author himself. That is excellent. Now, you've also indicated that there are specific ways to set goals in the book as well. What are some of the ways that you can set goals, which is always a challenge? It may be easy to set the goal, but to achieve the goal is another thing.
Well, one way. Well, first of all, it's important to be realistic. Like, if you're 90 years old and your goal is to play in the NFL, that's probably not going to happen. But I would say be realistic, but stretch the envelope a little bit. Like, do more than the, you know, stretch your goal. Of course, a goal has to be something that you haven't achieved yet, but you're striving for. So you need to stretch a little bit. And breaking it down into steps helps, because then you can feel good about how you're doing every time you reach a baby step. And then it adds up into the big goal. Don't save your happiness and satisfaction until you've actually achieved the goal.
Really some good information coming from you, and we thank you for joining us to introduce your latest book, Stress-Free Success. We're speaking with Frank Healy, a licensed professional counselor and author who has written books on healing your past, improving your memory, and now how to achieve your goals in a stress-free manner. He's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News and Stress Management Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, also in your book, would you say that your book is a reference for people to keep and refer to when they need to de-stress themselves?
Yes, because, I mean, I will say the book is long, and I would suggest the reader approach it from the idea of you know, going through the chapters, you don't have to do it in any order. Just, yeah, if you need some stress management, read one of the first chapters, or if you need to learn about goal setting, section B, and let's see. But it can be used as a, it's very long, but it's something you can keep for the rest of your life and refer to again and again whenever you need to brush up on stress management and working towards goals.
Yeah, certainly a great resource and a reference and almost like an encyclopedia always on hand. Curious, what will you do next with your books? Any thoughts, any plans that you'd like to make us aware of?
Well, I'd like to, like right now, this book is it's available on Kindle, and I'm working toward getting it as a paperback. And I would even recommend, if there's any CEOs listening or people with a lot of employees, it might be a good idea to order in bulk for your employees, because it can help the overall productivity and the overall happiness and satisfaction of your employees as well as yourself. And after the paperback comes out, probably around the new year, I'll probably do a sequel to it, a workbook for stress-free success, thing where you can keep track of what you're doing and with all the goal setting and the stress management. And I'd also like to create an online class for it, maybe a five to 10 classes long about how to do each thing. And so those are my future plans for stress-free success. And of course, if you go to my author page on Amazon or my website, Phenomenal Memory, you can get you can see the books that what other books I've written, and you can order them too.
I think that is a great idea, having classes and workshops in place. That is brilliant. I think you need to run with that idea for sure. Folks, for further details on our discussion and to browse around and see what other books Frank Keeley has written, visit PhenomenalMemory.com. Frank, always great to have you, and thanks for joining us here today once again on eHealth Radio.
Hey, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
It always is. Again, we've been speaking with Frank Keeley, a licensed professional counselor and author who has written books on healing your past, improving your memory, and now how to achieve your goals in a stress-free manner. And again, the website of reference is PhenomenalMemory.com. This is Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.